Well, the four-year funding cycle for the National School Chaplains Program expires in May, and already there's a debate heating up. The National Secular Lobby is on the front foot, arguing that the program has been taken over by evangelical churches, and besides that, many chaplains aren't equipped to deal with the often complex problems presented by young students these days. Professor David Zinger is a member of the National Secular Lobby. He's a senior lecturer at the Faculty of Education at Monash University and also a former school principal and state school teacher. Good morning, David.
Good morning, good morning.
Could you firstly explain this program? It's a nationally funded program for public schools only?
That's right. It was started during the Howard years. Continued under Abbott, and it's looking to be renewed again. Now, this is bringing religious chaplains into public schools to look after the welfare of sometimes very troubled young people. Under the Gillard and Rudd governments, schools were able to choose between either a religious chaplain or a secular chaplain. Now, that option has been taken away under the current government.
And what's it costing the taxpayer annually?
It's over $250 million a year.
Wow, that's a lot of money. Yeah.
It certainly is. And, of course, these people are only part-time and they're unskilled. And that's the real issue. So if the $250 million, which is not really a huge amount when the education budget is over $9 billion, so if the $250 million was spent on highly skilled, well-trained youth workers or social workers and had them in schools, maybe on a part-time basis being shared between a couple of schools in a district, I'm sure that we would get a much greater benefit than actually having religious chaplains who, not with bad intentions, often try to help young people, but they just don't have the skills necessary in the modern day to look after the personal, social, emotional welfare of young kids. They're trained to be religious advisors, and if the children are not coming to them for religious advice, but have problems at home, have psychological problems, have problems of bullying, they need to be speaking with a well-trained professional who's got a social work degree or a psychology degree.
So what kind of vetting is done of school chaplains as it stands? How do we know that they're, obviously they'll have to have working with children certification. What else?
Well, and they have to wear a collar. That's a bit flippant, but they are not vetted by the schools at all. They are vetted by the religious organisations that appoint them, and that's the problem. So schools don't appoint the chaplains. Various religious organisations appoint them, and so there's no quality control, of course. The only quality control is that at the end of the religious organisations, the Catholic Church or the Anglican Church or some other church, because they're all from the Christian religion, ministering to our children in public secular schools. And so they're chosen by a hierarchy which is not transparent at all, because we don't know on what basis they're chosen, and they're made available to schools. Schools will take them because any extra hand is seen as helpful in under-resourced schools, which are suffering under immense strictures of budgeting, where principals are having to go out and do cleaning themselves.
Well, you've been a principal. Are you saying that you've experienced that yourself?
I had to unblock toilets myself. It was cheaper for me to go and put on a long rubber glove and unblock a toilet than it was to call a plumber.
Yeah, I guess there's a lot of pressures on schools, as we know, in the public sector. But back to the idea of the chaplains performing this function as for not just the spiritual well-being of a child, but also their social and domestic well-being. Isn't that really a role for a school counsellor? Is that a bit outside the chaplain's role?
Absolutely, and that's why the National Secular Lobby and myself as education ambassador for the National Secular Lobby against having religiously appointed social workers in our public secular schools. if a child needs to have religious advice counselling, of course, parents are welcome, more than welcome, to take their kids to the local church. And I'm sure that the local officials at that church will be welcoming them with open arms.
But do the chaplains themselves walk into schools and suggest that they would provide this function?
Absolutely not. No, I am sure that they have all the best of intentions and they are not meant to be providing religious services, but that's what they're trained to do. They have no training to give advice beyond the spiritual, but they are being brought into our public schools to give children advice about sexual matters, about social emotional problems, about all kinds of teenage angst, which they are not equipped, nor should they be equipped to deal with.
I see. Now, you were saying that many of the chaplains are drawn from the Christian tradition. I mean, is that part of your argument? Obviously, the National Secular Lobby would be really keen to see non-religious instruction, I guess, sort of philosophical debates or ethical debates. Is that what you'd prefer to see?
Let's not confuse the chaplaincy program with the religious instruction that goes on in our public schools as well, although they are related.
So this is different to scripture?
Well, yes, the scripture classes are actually instruction in religion, and the National Secular Lobby would also be opposed to having any religious instruction in our public schools. Education about religions, on the other hand, is a very different matter. We understand that religion is an important part of our multicultural society, not just Christianity, but Buddhism, Hinduism, Judaism, Islam. Our children need to know about all these religions and about the basis of their faiths and their cultures and customs. But that's education about religion, and that can be taught in a secular way. And in fact, in Victoria, the Victorian curriculum now has a world views curriculum, which includes a curriculum about the seven major religions, as well as secular humanism. So the children are able to understand the history, the cultures of the different people who are in their classrooms. But the chaplains in our schools are meant to be social workers, and they're not skilled to do that job. They're not trained to do that job. And in fact, they can possibly do more harm than good, even though their intentions are well-intentioned. They can give children really poor advice. You know, imagine if a young boy or a young girl has homosexual tendencies but not sure, and they go and seek advice about what they should do from the religious chaplain. Well, we know that the religious chaplain's advice must follow his or her doctrine of faith, which is that such things need to be not accepted, that they are not normal, and children should not follow up on those desires.
Mm. We're talking on ABC Radio Sydney with Professor David Zinger, who is a senior lecturer at Monash University and also a member of the National Secular Lobby, which is really taking up the idea of this funding for the National School Chaplains Program, which is due to expire in May and be renewed, a $250 million nationally administered program. David, but some people might say those kids may not have access to that kind of pastoral care, that kind of spiritual care, that it is an add-on to the school counsellor program and to what teachers and principals are able to provide. Would we be disadvantaging children by taking it away?
Absolutely not. Churches are more ubiquitous than petrol stations nowadays. If you remember the old days, there were petrol stations in each corner and churches on each corner. Well, the churches are still there. And so if parents or children want to get spiritual advice, they only have to walk down the block to find the local Catholic, Anglican, Protestant or Church of England or any other church or religious institution to get that religious advice from them. They can just go online and go to one of the church organisations online and get some spiritual advice. But that's not what secular public schools are about, providing religious advice or spiritual advice. We meant to, in our secular public schools, be providing education. And if a child has problems that are impacting on that on their education, then we should be giving them fully qualified advice from a psychologist or a social worker or both.
The National Secular Lobby also claims that the majority of the providers of this chaplaincy program come from evangelical churches. What's the problem with that?
It's the same as the scripture classes are now being run by evangelical churches because they, unfortunately, for them, the churches need to attract customers and clients. And they see our public schools as what they call, in their own terms, green fields, where they can go and develop new and potential recruits for their churches. And so evangelical churches, by definition, are out there proselytising and looking for new members of their faith.
All right. So May is when it expires. Do you think there's support for the renewal?
Well, certainly within the major political parties and even the cross benches, there are many very religious people, as we have seen through the most recent debate over same-sex marriage, who would be supporting the extension of having religious providers in our public schools. That doesn't mean that it's right, and it doesn't mean that it should go ahead. If a school wanted to choose a religious advisor, that's up to them, but they should have a choice. In the same way as parents have a choice whether to send their child to a religious school or a free public school. But if they choose to send their children to a religious school, they should be paying for that privilege.
Professor Zinger, thank you very much for putting the case to us this morning.
Thank you very much indeed.
That's Professor David Zinger. He is with Monash University. He's a senior lecturer in education there. He's also a former school principal and a state school teacher. But most importantly, he's with the National Secular Lobby, which has begun its argument against the expansion of the National School Chaplains Program. The four-year funding cycle is due to expire in May. And already you can see that there's a bun fight on. Interested to know your thoughts, 1300 222 702.